Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Blessings, peace, mercy. This is a continuation of the explanation of Al-Wazifa from Music of the Soul, where we're currently in the sixth recording. And in this recording, we're starting on page 285. We're starting on 285, and we'll be going through 280, a little bit at the top of 288. Inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فاجل ما به من نبي رياض الملك وملكوت بزهر جماله الزهر منكة. Magnified is the prophet about whom Allah, exalted is he, said, whose glowing beauty blossoms the gardens of the dominion and the world of the kingdom. The world of the kingdom is the world of the presence of bodies, which are the places where actions manifest, so that everything which is known through the senses and the imagination is from this presence. The world of dominion is the presence of souls, which is the place of the manifestation of the qualities of beauty al-Jamal and majesty al-Jalal. All that which is known by the white mind and by true understanding is from this presence. The Prophet embellishes the world of the kingdom and the world of the dominion as flowers embellish gardens. Just as gardens are beautified by flowers, so the world of the kingdom and the world of the dominion are embellished by his beauty. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. In brief, there are four worlds, these being the world of kingdom, the world of dominion, the world of omnipotence, and the world of power. The world of the kingdom is that which is manifest to us. The world of dominion is concealed from recognition by the senses, and to it belong the garden and the fire, the throne and the seat, and it comprises the presence of souls, as previously stated. The world of omnipotence is the world of the secrets, containing the knowledge of phenomenal things, the knowledge of things hidden. The world of power, al-alam, al-izzah, is reserved by Allah, praised and exalted is he, exclusively for the knowing of his essence and his qualities. وَهِيَ دُمَا لِمِ الْجَبْرُتِ بِفَائِدِ أَنْوَارِ سِيرِهِ الْبَحِيرِ الْمُتَدَفِّقَةٌ. And the reservoirs of the world of Al-Jabarut pour forth in profusion the lights of his dazzling secret. The reservoir is the place where water is collected in order that it may be distributed for irrigation. And the reservoirs here represent a state of intense preparedness and of readiness of all creatures. The world of omnipotence, as already mentioned, is the place where the essence manifests freed from incidents of chance. In brief, an analogy can be made in that the world of Alamulk and the world of Alamalakut shine through him, the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, like spacious gardens on high. Another indication of the relation between these two worlds is the use of the word garden for both the world of Al-Mulk and the world of Al-Malukut. His beauty, may Allah send blessings and peace upon him, is like the plants of these gardens, as indicated by the word flowers. And the world of omnipotence is like a sea on the two shores of which are gardens that are watered from its reservoirs. His lights are like the irrigating water indicated by the words to pour forth, which means that he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the embellishment and splendor of the three worlds, and also that if it were not for him, they would not exist. He is the mirror which reveals the essence and the qualities in all actions. In him, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the hearts of travelers come to witness the actions of Allah and their realization, while the souls of the knowers are graced by witnessing the qualities, and they yearn for the witnessing of the essence. But the secrets of the perfected ones enjoy witnessing the essence, and they are immersed in it every moment of their time. Then know that my master, the father of our Shaykh, when he praised our master Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and when he extolled him with this praise made clear that the three worlds of Al-Mulk, Malkut, Al-Jabarut reach back to the flowers of his beauty and the overflowing of his lights. And we have two footnotes. The first footnote: the occurrences of all the worlds of Al-Mulk, Malkut, and Jabarut, the presence of Mulk, the physical state or material world, is all that you see and everything that you can touch with your senses. The plants, the machines, the air, the sky, the earth, and everything included in these are from Al-Mulk. Al-Malakut is the world of the heart and the soul, which contains the spiritual presence, Al-Waha, Al-Hadrat, of the Prophet, alayhi salam. Then, where are all these things from? The Prophet is the presence of all these souls, and this is the return of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. Then from this presence comes all the qualities of Al-Jalal and Al-Jamal. Al-Hiyad is like the dam or the reservoir which runs between two mountains, where the water is collected and sent to the plants to drink. Al-Hiyad is the example of the truth and its knowledge. I cannot give everyone what they want, but I can give everyone what they can carry. This water is the truth, and I see what you need from this water. What you carry, I give. If I give you all the water, more than you need, then something comes to you. This is Al-Kawabiki Stadat Al-Wahiyad. And here Al-Jabarut is the presence of the secrets, but also this presence is the manifestation of the essence, Al-Matharathat. Al-Malim are the landmarks. If you want to reach Al-Hayad, it's very important to recognize these landmarks. The knowledge is revealed through the landmarks or the stations of the way. So if you want to reach Al-Hayad, Al-Jabarut, it's important to follow Al-Malim. Al-Malim is like a deep station. Al-Anwari Sirihi Al-Bahira is the abundance of the brilliant lights which you could not open your eyes to see. They are blinding in their brilliance. It is like this light is the presence, but inside this light are all the secrets of the light. This light is from Al-Anwari Muhammadi, the light of Muhammad. This is what I mean by his Ayn, is the spring which gives light to everything. Like the example I have given of the gardens watered from the reservoir of Al-Jabarut. The An-Nuri al-Muhammadi gives this light to every side. And the lights of the secrets? Is a question. The light is the beginning. It is how he shows you. For example, if you want to go to Jericho at night, there is electricity lighting the way for you to reach your destination. This is what I mean here about how you can reach. What do you want? It is not only the light that you need, but you want to drink from the essence of the secret of Al-Jabarut, many secrets. The meaning of Al-Mutadafika is the light does not stop, like water coming from a river, never ceasing its intense flow. And what about the gardens? Another question. All the gardens take the water from the reservoir. I mean, here the water of the knowing, and if anyone wants to drink from this water, it's important for him to walk, as I have said, to reach what he wants and to take and to drink. The second footnote says, when you arrive in the station of the world of witnessing, you see in the essence of the witnessing who moves everything. It is only Allah. You see yourself moving and you see yourself doing, but when you go through these pictures, you witness every deed from Allah. When you reach this station, the important thing is that there is no presence, only He. This is what I mean by rubbing out or erasing yourself. Do not keep anything. If you keep anything, then you do not reach the station of witnessing. And when you do reach, you are from Al-Arifun, the knowers. Wala shayi Allah wa huwa bihi manutun. And he, my master, increased the honoring and glorification and ascended from the station of the special to the station of the universal. And there is nothing which is not dependent upon him. This means that there is nothing that is not based on him and connected to him. And this is from the grace of existence. And this means that everything has its foundation in his existence and is connected to him. So that there is nothing existing which does not go back to his existence. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Because he is the origin of all things and their mother. There is nothing which is not dependent upon him, and which is not encompassed by his all-pervading secrets, meaning that nothing exists which is not cared for by his all-surrounding secret, so that this secret is the encompassing protector of all things. This is with respect to the grace of sustenance, al-imdad. It is said in Al-Hikam al-Ata'iyya, there are two graces that no being can do without. They are necessary for every creature, the grace of existence and the grace of sustenance. He bestowed his grace upon you first through giving you existence and second through uninterrupted sustenance. There is no doubt that he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the mediator between them both, existence and sustenance. So that if it were not for his pre-eternal existence, there would be no existence for anything. Were it not for his all-pervading secret in all things, the pillar of existence would fall down. So we've come to the end of this reading. Feels like I'm reading the Quran, but I'm reading the Wazifa. So blessings on your walking, and until next time, inshallah.